Our gospel reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, and you can find that on page 78 of the Pew Bible if you would like to follow along. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." Let us pray. Gracious God, sometimes as we hear your word, as we sit and read it, it makes us wonder. Sometimes we become confused. But Lord, I pray that you have given me a message that helps us in our moments of confusion. And I pray that the words that I am about to speak are truly your words. The message that you have for each of us this day, may our hearts and our minds be open to receive it so that we may follow in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Some strong words spoken by Jesus. Jesus saying to hate your father, your mother, your spouse, your children, your brothers, your sisters, and yes, even life itself. And he says that if we do not do that, we cannot be his disciple. He goes on to say, whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. He ends with, so therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions. So I have to ask, how many of us are true disciples of Jesus Christ? How many of us live according to those words? Jesus is not contradicting the words that God gave Moses in the Ten Commandments when he said, honor your father and mother. What he is saying is to hate those persons and to hate life itself. He is asking us, where are our hearts? Where does our loyalty lie? Is it with ourselves? Is it with our families? Or is it with Jesus Christ? See, if we love him as he loves us, he will come first in every aspect of our life. He is making a point to us about the cost of discipleship. He is telling us discipleship requires a conscious commitment. Discipleship is made with an estimate, a real estimate of what that personal cost is going to be to us. In other words, Christian discipleship is not always ideal. It's not always fun, and it most definitely is not easy. In fact, most of the times it will be difficult for us. In verse 33, when Jesus says, "So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions," do you think what Jesus is asking us to do is to get rid of everything that we own? I don't think so. I don't think he wants us to give up everything we own, but I think what he is asking us is if we have a possession, regardless of what that possession is, if he calls for us to give it up, are we willing to do that? I think most people would say, sure, I'd be willing to do that. Until that call comes on our life. And God asks us to give up something that is so dear and so precious to our hearts, sometimes family. But I don't think he is calling us to hate our family in the way that we think of hate. I don't think he is calling to tell us to despise our family, to never speak to them again. But I think what he is calling us to is to realize that they are truly a gift to us, that we have been blessed with our families, but that if he calls us to leave our families to do his ministry, that we would do so. If he called you right now to go to the borders of Texas to minister to the immigrants that are coming across, immigrants who are causing division in our country, would you be willing to leave your family and go? Would you go to minister in his name to those who are very different from us? If he called you to open your home and to invite in someone who has been displaced by the hurricane, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to open your home and invite them in to be part of that home, to sleep in one of your beds, to prepare food in your kitchen? Would you be willing to do that, to show the love of Jesus Christ? If he called you to give up a vehicle to a homeless person so that they could go for a job interview, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to let them take your car so that you could minister in his name? If he called you to give up this building and to go out into the streets of Tyrone, would you be willing to do that, to show others the love of Jesus Christ? To show others who he is in your life? See, what Jesus is asking us is he's asking us to give up our ownership, because we don't really own those things anyhow. They all belong to God. God is the one who has given us our family, who has given us our homes, who has given us our vehicles, who has given us our beautiful church buildings. Everything that we have is a blessing bestowed upon us from the Lord. Now, there are those who say, no, I worked really hard for what I have. But what we need to remember is God has given us that ability to do the jobs that we have or have done, to be able to obtain the possessions that we have. So as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you may have many possessions. You may have possessions that others envy. But we need to remember that everything we have has been given to us to use to show others the love of Jesus Christ. What we have is simply a resource. And God asks us to use the resources he has blessed us with to take his name out into this world. Are we willing to do that? Jesus says, if we are not, then we cannot be his disciple. Billy Graham says, and I quote, God demands total surrender, end of quote. I think oftentimes as Christians, when we think of surrendering to the Lord, we think of giving our hearts to Jesus Christ. We think of that if we confess our sin and surrender our hearts, that's all we have to do. But when we surrender, totally surrender, it is so much more. Yes, God wants our hearts first and foremost. But once he has our hearts, he will require much more from us. Remember the parable of the faithful and the unfaithful slave when Jesus said, from everyone whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one with whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. So when we are a true disciple of Jesus Christ, when we surrender every aspect of our life, we need to remember that Jesus is going to expect much more from us. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world. He died on the cross for your sins, for my sins. He was buried. And in 3 days, he rose again. And when he rose, that was for our benefit too. Because that gives us eternal life. But the story doesn't end there. That's where the story begins for you and I. See, when we accept that free gift of salvation that Christ has offered to us, we are saying, Lord, you gave your life for me. Now I am going to give my life for you. There are people in this world, even people who are in churches, who have superficially given their lives to Jesus Christ. In other words, what they have done is they have confessed their sin, they have accepted Jesus as their Savior because they want that assurance that they're going to spend all of eternity in heaven, and they might even be willing to do a few things, but they're not willing to completely surrender. They're not willing to completely surrender their lives in the way that Christ demands it of us. In fact, sometimes we don't even want to seek what it is that Christ is asking us to surrender. Do you believe that if you truly confess your sin and ask Jesus into your heart, that that's all you have to do? Jesus is telling us otherwise, isn't he? Jesus is telling us there is a cost to following me. There is a cost to being my disciple. Jesus says, whoever does not hate, whoever does not carry, whoever is not willing to give up their possessions cannot be my disciple. Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion through Jesus Christ. In other words, Christ is going to return. We don't know when. Will it be in our lifetime? We can't answer that. But what we know is that when we give our hearts to Jesus, when we completely surrender them, he begins that good work in our lives. And he'll continue to work in our lives to do the work that he calls us to into the day that he returns or the day that you and I are called home. So if we have confessed our sin, if we have accepted Jesus into our hearts, then we need to take the next step. And that next step is growing our faith. And we won't grow our faith to maturity while we are here on earth, because there is always something new for us to learn. There is always some way that you and I can continue to grow in our faith. But we grow in our faith by coming together is one way, by being strengthened as we hear God's word together, to be here to love and support one another. We grow in our faith by reading and studying God's word. We grow in our faith by the disciplines that we have in our lives, such as our prayer life, such as spending time in small groups, by disciplines such as fasting, which we talk so little about. But we do all of these things because we want to surrender our lives to the Lord. And while we're seeking God's purpose for our life, we are giving him more and more of ourselves. We want to be the church here on earth. We want to be the ones who take that good news of Jesus Christ out into a hurting world. We want to be disciples. But it's a difficult task. It's not one without problems. Remember, Jesus said, they will hate you because they hate me. And when he uses the word hate in that reason, he does mean that they will despise you because you are doing the work that I have called you to. And so, as difficult as it may be, we must remember that Christ is with us. And when he is at the center of our lives, he will see that we can complete the task that he calls us to. And when Jesus is at the center of our lives, we will begin to see with the eyes that Jesus has. We will begin to see the needs that are around us. And we will want to fill those needs. We will begin to see the hurts that are surrounding us. And we will want to bring healing to those people. The thing is, it often requires a personal cost to ourselves. It often means that family is left behind. It often means that we have to give up something of ourselves to help someone else. It often means that we have to give up the possessions that we cherish to help someone in need. The question is, are we prepared to do that? Are we prepared to give up, to carry our cross, to follow Jesus as a true disciple? Or do we just want to be content with being a superficial Christian? Amen.